realistically, you're not going to win every one of them because you're going to lose some close games. Let's say you win five of them. What's that put our Big Ten record at?
Pretty good.
14-4. 14-4. Yeah. So what would that have finished in the Big Ten? Tied for second? Third?
Yeah.
So, I mean, realistically, you win those close games that we didn't win last year, and all of a sudden you got a different outlook on the last year. So the overall answer to the question would be, yeah, we've got the ability to do it. It just, are we going to win those close games? Are we going to be mentally tough enough to win those close games?
Is this the best offseason you've had? It seems like you had a lot of great opportunities to develop your game.
Yeah, the best offseason for me in terms of the exposure I got, the confidence I gained, kind of the overall opportunity I had with playing with the USA team and then going overseas with Iowa and doing what we did over there. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity, great summer for me. I learned a lot.
You guys have lost one player last year, or in between last year and this year, but you've gained a couple.
Mm-hmm.
What, especially with Peter Jock, what do you expect out of him?
He can shoot the ball tremendously, which by our numbers last year, it looks like we need. Our 3-point percentage wasn't where it probably needs to be. He can probably add to that, along with a couple of us, upping our percentage, taking better shots, stuff like that. But he's a very gifted offensive player, which will help us. And it's all about him learning what it takes to play at this level in terms of conditioning, in terms of defensive concepts, stuff like that. And I think he's coming along, so he could be a great asset for us.
McCaffrey's not afraid to throw around the superlatives when it comes to players,
mm-hmm.
you included. Do you guys hear that, what he says to the outside world? Do you like that? Do you feed off it?
Obviously we hear it. I read stuff about that you guys write about our team, and I think that's just Coach McCaffrey. I think he says that stuff in practice too. In a scouting report, we'll be playing someone and he'll say he has the best jump shot since Ray Allen or something like that. That's just how he is. And I don't think any of us take it to if he says something to you guys about us being the number one overall pick or something crazy. I don't think any of us take it to our heads or anything like that. Just how Coach Fran is.
I mean, he's used the word superstar to say what you could be.
Yeah. It's just Coach McCaffrey. That's just how he is, and I think I could be a superstar in terms of what he's saying relative to what he's talking about. I mean, I'm not going to be the number one pick in the draft, but I think I could be one of the better players in the conference. And if that's what he means by it, then I agree with him.
One thing he was saying is how he was hoping that you and Mike both specifically would become more vocal guys. Is that something that you found yourself working on here?
Yeah, it is. Practice started about 2 weeks ago, and I've been working on it every day, kind of trying to do the small things that a leader would do in terms of communication. You can't be a leader by a guy dogging it. You have to always be giving 100%, which I've always kind of hung my hat on, but it's something that's a little differently because all of a sudden I'm a junior instead of a freshman or a sophomore, and the assistants keep coming up to me and saying the same thing, do this or do that to kind of take control of the team, and I'm trying to do that, and I'm learning every day, and eventually I'll probably get to where coach wants me.
Old Shaney said, when you speak, the team listens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's clear that you've got to assign a respect for your teammates.
Yeah, and I think that's why you got a comment like Coach McCaffrey said. I think he kind of sees that there's a couple guys on the team that have done enough on the floor that have gotten respect from their peers, and I believe my first 2 years and the summer I had and so on, I've gotten the respect of the guys, and I'm trying to take that to the best of my ability and kind of be a coach on the floor, so to speak, and take care of the small things that coach shouldn't always have to harp on but should be taken internally.